We are in Daf Samachay Amad Aleph, but we cannot continue our Gemara before we learn a little Gemara on Samachay Amad Beis and Samach Vav Amad Aleph, and Tesis and Samach Vav Amad Aleph. Then we can go back to our Gemara, because Tesis mentions the Gemara on Daf Samach Vav, the Tesis on Daf Samach Vav, so therefore we have to learn a little Gemara on Daf Samachay Amad Beis and Samach Vav Amad Aleph. Let us start on Daf Samachay Amad Beis, the last line of the narrow lines, the narrow columns, before the column gets wide. Oma Rabbi Loa, Gonav Tle Venasa Ayil. A person stole a Tle, that's a Ben Shone, Venasa Ayil, and then it became an Ayil, Ben Shtei Shonim. Egel Venasa Shoyer. As others say, Asher is also Shtei Shonim, Sholei Shonim. Nase Shinei B'yodai V'konei. So this alone, this transformation from a Tle to an Ayil, from an Egel to a Asher, is called Ashinui. V'konei, and the Ganev is Koine, the Ayil and the Asher. Therefore, Tovach Umocha, if he shechted it after became an Ayil or Asher, Shalayhu Teveyach, Shalayhu Meicha. So it's his, became his, a Yedei de Shinui, and Memela, so there's no Chiyev of Tvicha Mechire, because he didn't shecht Asher Hanignav, he shechted his own Sher. Eisvei Rabbi Chanina le Rabbi Loi, Gonav Tle Venasa Ayel, Egel Venasa Sher. We learned in Abaraise, Mishalem tashlume kefil, the tashlume abo, v'chamishe ke'en shegona. So here it says klar, that you pay dalet vehei, even though I shechted it when it was an ayil, or a sheir. V'sal kedaitech konye b'shinoi, if you'll say the way you said, that this is a shinoi, amai mishalem, so why does he pay dalet vehei? Shaloyu teveyach, shaloyu moichem. Omale. So Rabbi Chanina proved from this baraisa that bemisin it's not called a shinui. Tlev and nasayil is not called a shinui. Omale ve'elomai, shinui leikoni. So that's what there's a losh and shidim bekebet says, shinui ki haigavna leikoni, you hold it's not a shinui. Amai mishalem kein shegona, so why does he pay kefil and dalet vehei kein shegona? Lishalem ki hashta, so let him pay, he was tovach umocha, an ayil, so let him pay dalet vehei for an ayil, not kein shegona, why does he pay dalet vehei for a tle, kein shagona. Omale ki hashtai netaime deloi mishalem, da omale ture gamve mimoch, dicho gamve mimoch. So he doesn't pay for the tvicha of a shoyer. He doesn't pay for the tvicha of an ayil, because he tells him, I didn't steal an ayil, I didn't steal a sher, I stole a tle. So since I stole a tle, I don't have to pay dalet vehei for an ayil. Exactly what this means, we will see later. Amalei, so Rabbi Loi told Rab Chanine, Rachmona nitzlon mehaidaita. Psazap shat, you're telling me, psa, anayish tiktoire, that he doesn't pay dalet vehei, it's not a shinui. But I say, turigam v'minoch, that I steal a shayr. So, manavshech, is a shayr a different animal or the same animal? I said it's a different animal. Gonav egel v'nasa shayr, so it's a different animal, so he's kind of a shinui. That's what I said. You're telling me no, it's not a shinui. It's not a shemi. It's the same animal. It's fatter, bigger. It's the same animal. Older, but it's the same animal. Fine. It's the same animal. So that's why there's a chiyuv of dalvei. That's pshat the baraisa. There's a chiyuv of dalvei. Because it belongs to the nigna, but not a shemi. So I asked you, so why does so pay dalad vehei for a shari, shechter a shari? Why do you pay dalad vehei for an eagle? So he said, because he didn't steal a shari, he stole an eagle. So that's very modern. Here you say it's the same animal, but he didn't steal a shari, he stole an eagle. So this doesn't stim. These two things, that sounds like double talk. It's the same animal, so that's why he wasn't kind of bishinoi. But he doesn't have to pay for a show because he didn't steal a show. He stole an eagle. You're splitting the hair. Amalei rachmonin itzlon mehaidaiti. He says, azaz vore. It's very difficult to understand. Amalei adarab rachmonin itzlon midaita didoch. Fakel. You, that you're saying it's a shinui. That's Rahman and Islam. A shayr is a shinui. He stole an eagle. And it became a shayr. That's called a shinui. Rahman and Islam midaita didach. Now, let's jump down to the last five lines of the Gemara. Mikol mokim kashe. So mikol mokim kashe, so moi is not, and Rabbi Loi, good, we have a baraisa, Rabbi Hanina brought a baraisa that says you pay dalad vehei. Gone of egel v'nasesh, you pay dalad vehei. No, you said you don't pay dalad vehei, you say it's shaloyu tever, shaloyu moicha. So memele, and here it says you pay dalad vehei. Mikol mokim kashe. Oma rapsheshes homoni beishamei da omri shinui bimkoimoi emedes. It is going according to Beis Shammai, and we'll see, we won't go into the Machlokes now. The Machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if Shini is Koine, and this Barais is going according to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai holds Shini is not Koine. So Memela, so that's the Teretz. So Be'emesin, Rabbi Loi is 100% right. Gonav, Egel, Venasa, Sheir, it's a Shini. And you bought it to pay Dalad Vehei. Either Bereisa says Yechayim and Dalad Vehei, that's going according to Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai holds, you pay, Shini is not going. Now let us skip over to Daf Samach Vov Amud Aleph. Now we'll go Ad kan loy pligi, this is the fourth line, and daf samach vov amud aleph. Ad kan loy pligi, el damar sova shini koine, umar sova ein shini koine. That's a machloikis bei shamei and bei silu. So this baraisa that says that gonav ego vanasa shoyer, that you pay dalet vehei, tovach mach be dalet vehei, yod shini is not koine. Aval inyan shlumi kula alme kedemi kore mishalim. But you pay, fine, so it's not a shinui. Shinui isn't koine, so memele, so you pay kedemi kore. Diktoni mishalim tashlume keifel vatashlume abo vachamishe kain shagon. Leime teevi tiyufte derav. So lechere, this is a tiyufte derav. The Omar Rav Keren Kain Shegonav Mishalim Tashlume Keifel Tashlume Dalad Vehei Kishas Amod Bedit. So now the Gemara hears Akasha and Rav. We learned on Daf Samachei Amud Aleph that Rav says that Keren you pay how it was Kain Shegonav, but Tashlume Keifel Tashlume Dalad Vehei Kishas Amod Bedin, you pay Kishas Amod Bedin, and here it says he shechted the amod bedin is it's a shayr, it's an ayil, and you pay talav vehei kain shegonav. So this is a stira and rav. Omar rove, so rove said a teretz and rav tloim kedemi kore domim kishel achshav. This is a teretz and rav, and now we'll see Tosfos. A Tosfos understood pshat in this gemara. Tloim kedemi ikore. Nira l'ri da'ochi perushay. V'le'inyen tle v'nasa ayel. Oy kechusha v'nispatmo. If there was a shinui, there was a hishtanis in the gufa behemet, atle v'nasa ayel. Oy kechusha v'nispatmo. A person stole a krusha, and then later became fatter. Oy ipcha, or a person stole a shmeina, v'niskachesha. Mishalem keifel nami, v'chein dalet v'hei kedemikor. Then you'll pay, that means, in other words, if there was a physical change in the behemoth, from the Shas Gneve to the Shas Tviche Mechire, or the Shas Amode Bedin, and this physical change, because of this physical change, there's a Shinui in the Shavius of the Shas Amode Bedin to the Shas Gneve. That means, let's talk about Krusha Venispatmo. Before he stole a thin behemoth, a weak behemoth, and later became fat, a yipcha, or the opposite. Mishalem keifel, v'chein dalet v'hei k'demi kore k'moy kerem. So you pay, just like Rav had said, keren k'ein shegonav, so you pay also Kefal and Dalad Vahei Kidemikore Kamaikaran. Then you cheshben with the shavyas of what it was Bishas, you pay Keren and you pay Kefal and Dalad Vahei on the Behemah, the physical nature of the Behemah that it was Bishas Kneva. Bishas Kneva was a tle. Bishas Geneva was a krushe, Bishas Geneva it was a shmeine, whatever it is. You pay the kefal and dalet vehei what it was Bishas Geneva. Avo, domim, the hainu, yukra vizula. What is if the difference between Shas Hamoda Bedin and Shas Geneva is not a difference in the behemoth. The behemoth is the same. No, the market fluctuated. That means, let's say it was expensive, Bishas the Gneve, and Bishas Tviche Mechire, it was Huzal. So, Avul Domim, Dahainu, Yukre Vezule, Kishel Achshav. Now we will be Shom, Kishal Akshav, how much it is worth Pishas Hamoda Bedin. Now Taisus elaborates. Sheshomin oisot le shel shas gneve. When you want to find out how you pay kefal or dalet vehei, so you take the tle shel shas gneve, lefi gadlusoi oi katnusoi shahoyo bishas gneva, whatever the physical nature of the behema was bishas gneva, so I'm going to pay kefal in dalet vehei on the behema I stole. I stole a tle, I'm going to pay dalet vehei on a tle. But when I'll clear a shayla, but which market value do I reckon with? Do I reckon with the market value how much Tloim sold for Bishas Gneve? And let's say Bishas Gneve atle sold for Dalet Zuz. And Bishas Hamoda Bedin atle sells for Azuz. Lefi Yukra Vizula Dahashta. So when it comes to the Shavyas, When I want to cheshbin, I have to pay dalet vehei for a tle. Do I reckon with the shavyas of Shas Gneve? Do I reckon with the shavyas of the Shas Hamoda Bedin? So it matters. By Karen, I reckon with the Shabbos of Gneve. By Kefil and Dalet Vehei, I reckon with the Shabbos of Shas Hamod Bedin, and that is what Rav said on Daf Samachay Medalev. Karen Kehin Shegonav. When you're speaking about Shavius, so the Karen is paid what the Shavius was Bishas Kneve. Keiful v'tashlo meidalad v'eike shas amod v'din. When you want to cheshben out, at when he pays double, when he pays above a chamisha, how do I cheshben the Shavius of the behemish and nignav, not like the Shavius was then Bishas Kneve, no, what the Shavius is now Bishas Hamod Bedin. So Rav was talking, Rav that told us we differentiate between the Keren and the Kefil, and we say the Keren is paid Kishas Kneve and the Kefil is paid Kishas Hamod Bedin. That is if the reason of the difference is the market value changed. The market value, let's say, was Huzal ben Gneve la'amod v'din, so the Shumer of Kefil and Alvehei is like the Shumer of Shas Hamod v'din. But if there was a physical change in the Dovo Hanignav, Mishas Gneve at Shas Hamod v'din, for example, he stole a tleh, in Bishas Hamod v'din it's an ayil. Or he stole a kusha and Bishas Hamod v'din it's a shmeina. Then you pay kefil on what he stole. You pay kefil on a kusha. You pay dalet v'hei on a kusha, even though he shechted a shmeina, you pay kefil on a kusha. That is what the Gemara is saying over here. Before we understand Lomdus, that is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara asked Akasha and Rav. Rav said that you pay kefil kishas hamod bedin, and we learned that Baraisa gonav tle v'nasa ayil egel v'nasa shel mishalim tishlumi kefil tishlumi abov v'chemishe kein shegonav, not kishas hamod bedin. So this Baraisa is not like you. So Rav answered on Shuldik. The Baraisa is speaking about that the difference between the Shas Gnev and the Shas Hamod Bedin is there was a physical transformation in the behemoth. I stole a tleh and it became an ayil. There, I agree. Kefil is what the behemoth was b'Shas Gnev. I stole a tleh. You pay kefil on a tleh. You pay dalet v'hei on a tleh. Domim, I'm speaking about, there was no I'm not speaking about the physical transformation that occurred. I'm speaking about if there was a monetary shinui bein hagneva l'shas hamod bedin. Domim, if there's only there's a chilik in the shumish ebishuk, that b'shas gneva was worth talid and b'shas tvichet it was worth azuz. There I said, you pay dalet v'hei, you pay kefil, kishas hamod bedin. That is what Rav said. Now we're saying this like a poraduma without any explanation. V'taime, now Tosis is going to explain this. V'taime detloy, mishum da'om alei, tura ganvi minoch. Because you never pay dalet v'hei on a shoyer, because he can tell, I never stole a shoyer from you. I'm sorry, I stole an eagle. I didn't steal a shoyer from you. The Omalei, and this we'll see, this was the svore of Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said this svore. Well, the text is going to elaborate. The Omalei, ture gamva minoch, v'hu adin kushe v'shmeinoch. Or the same thing will be if he stole a thin behemoth and later it became fat. So, dalet v'hei, you'll pay on the thin behemoth. I didn't steal a fat behemoth from you. I stole a thin behemoth. I paid dalet v'hei on what I stole. Da'amalei, shmeinah gam v'minoch. I stole a fat behemoth from you. Why should I pay dalet v'hei on a fat behemoth? I stole a thin behemoth from you. Aval legabi domim. But when it comes to the value of the shayr, I stole a shayr that was worth 4 zuz. And now the shayr b'shas t'micha mechira it's or b'shas amod b'din, it's worth a zuz. Aval gabi domim ein shaykh lemeime yukre gam v'minoch. I stole from, why should I pay for an expensive behemah? I stole from you an expensive behemah. I got news for you. The behemah is the same behemah. The market fluctuated. This is not a different behemah. This is the behemah you stole. You stole a behemah. This is the same behemah made tvicha on the behemah you stole. No, the market fluctuated. Bishash you stole, it was cheap. Bishash you shechted, it was expensive. So, but it's the same behemah. Don't come and tell me I didn't shech the behemah I stole. I'm sorry, this is the exact same behemah. No physical changes occurred in the behemah. The market fluctuated, but you're paying dalad vehei on the behemah you stole. So then the shuma is according to the shuma of Shas Amod Bedin. Now Taisus elaborates more. Ubelishne dekro nami. If you learn chumish, guf tzayin ubokar niskorim beposik. The goof of the animal is mentioned in the posik. V'darshine mine, so Taisva says, what does it say in the posik? It says, ki yignev yisher v'ser tvochim b'chorei. So it says, chamisha bokar tachas hasher. Chamisha bokar, you should pay 5 bokar tachas hasher. So you pay, now let's learn the posik elach. V'chi yignoiv ish shoyer v'seh, I stole a shoyer, so you pay chamisha bokar on the shoyer you stole. That's what says in the posik. The posik is telling us the chamisha bokar has to be, you stole a shoyer, you pay chamisha bokar on the shoyer you stole. So I have to reckon with the shoyer I stole. If I stole an eagle, so be chamisha bokar tachas eagle. So if they have 5 equivalent to the eagle I stole, when you, the dalad vehei has to be on what I stole. And the Gemara says, v'darshine mine, shim gonav shoyer shove mone, if a person stole a gesunte shoyer, that's worth a mone, lo yishalem tachtov hei negidim, I stole a shoyer, I'll pay dalad vehei, I'll pay you back hei negidim. Hei negidim is hei shvach shvorim. That means I stole a gesunte shoyer. I'll pay you back. Hey, the gidim, which are come alive. It's a shoyer. In the dictionary, it's called a shoyer. No. It has to be tachas hasher. You stole a gesunte shoyer. You have to pay me back 5 shvarim, which are equivalent to the shoyer you stole. So we see from the Gemara, when you're paying dalad vehei, the dalad has to be hey times what you had stolen. We cheshbon with what you stole. You stole a gesunte shoyer, you pay 5 times. The sif tach tov, the mashma tachas gufasher. Umishum ha umishum, the loshen gufasher niskar beposik. Since the lashon of the guf asher, tachas asher, it's mentioned in the posik, v'chi yignoi v'yishoyer, you pay chamisha bokar tachas asher, mishem hochi amrinen tloi kidemi kore. So therefore you pay tloim kidemi kore. You pay, if I stole a tle, you pay dalet v'hei 5 tloim, because the posik says, you cheshben with what you stole. The 5 is 5 times what you stole. So if I stole a tle, so why should I pay 5 elim? I didn't steal a nail. I have to pay 5 times what I stole, 4 times what I stole by a tle. Fa'af al pi shal shas tviche bodalet vehei. So Tosfos, let's understand this. You chayv to pay dalet vehei for the tviche. And you made a tvich in the shir. What are you puffling about? I didn't steal a shir. You're right, but you shechted a shir. So, and the chiv is for the dalad vehei for the tvich. So what's Kate Moran that you stole an eagle, but you shechted a shir? So Taisus, mikol mokim, kimoy kain shas gneve gomoloi. That's true. The Tviche is a factor in the Chiev, but the Gnev is also a factor in the Chiev. That means the Chiev Dalet Vehe is also because of the Gnev. You only pay Dalet Vehe if there was a Gnev of a Sheil. Then you'll pay Kamisha Bakal Tachas Asher. You need the Gnev of a Sheil also to be Mechayev. She'im ein gneive ein tviche mechire. You can't say, well, he shechted Asher. But since he didn't steal Asher, you don't have to pay the hey boka tachas ha'ego, because he didn't steal Asher. We'll come back to all this. Avodomim she'kol ikram pluyim b'shum esbezn. But when it comes to value, let's say a person stole a tle. Let's talk about such a case. Or he has to pay for Tla Saivasai. And now the Shaila is, how are we Shom? Do you have to pay for Tloyim? So how do we reckon? Do we reckon how much the Tloyim were worth Bishas Gneve? Or how much the Tloyim are worth Bishas Shum Esbezen? She called Ikram Tluyim Bishum as Bezen. Now Bezen is the shots of value. How much do you have to pay? Vegam ein is korim beposik. Svaru de mekmina bu achye le keren daf kishen she gondop. Bloi dalet vei elo kishas hamode bedin. She Bezen shomen oiso ba oiso shom. And when it comes to values, we say, we have a drash, which we learned yesterday, that Ravid a drash, the shuma sakeren is kain shegonav, but the shuma of the dalet vehei has to be kishas hamod bedin, when bezin is being shown how much to pay. So you look at the shuma, the value then of tloim, whatever the word then, that's how you make the shumet. Now, I'd like to elaborate two nekudas to perhaps appreciate a little better shitas ha-toisves, and perhaps we'll understand the Gemara a little better. Toisves says one yesod, that the din, tashlume kefil, tashlume dalet vehe, you pay double or five times of what you had stolen. We have to learn Chumash. It says Tachas Asher. So Tachas Asher means you take the Sher HaNignav, and that's, you pay Tachas Asher. That's, so you have to cheshbon with the Sher HaNignav. But if I stole a Tle, and later I shechted a Sher, I stole a tla, later I shechted an ayel, or I stole an eagle, or later I shechted a shoyel. So I'm not mechuyev to pay hei shvarim, because you mechuyev to pay five times what you stole. I didn't steal a shoyel. Ture gam v'minach, I didn't steal a shoyel. I stole an eagle. So therefore I don't have to pay for five shvarim, I pay five agolim. That is the Svara of Taisus. Taisus also says, Lav Davke by a Egel and a Sher, who had in Khusha Venispatma, or Fakert, Shmeina Veniskachesho, you pay double or Dalet Vei of what you stole. Now, let us go back to the Gemara, and we'll see a Moira de Kazach in the Gemara. Rabbi Loi started by saying, "Gonav tle v'nasa ayel, nasa shini biyodai v'konai." Rabbi Loi and Daf Samachayim at Bay said, if a person stole a tle, then he became an ayel, and he shechted the ayel, he doesn't have to pay for that, because he shechted his behemah. This transformation from a tle to an ayel is a shini, and he's kainet. So, b'meila, I shechted now my behemah. It's now, it's my bayman. I owe money for the tle, but it's my bayman. I don't have to pay dalet vehe. So Rab Chanina asked Rabbi Loya Kasha, and Shuldik, I have an often the Baraisa that you do pay dalet vehe. The Baraisa says, Gonav tle v'nasa ayu, Egel v'nasa shir, Mishlam, Mishalim, Tashlum, Mekev, Lushum, Abo, V'chamish. You do pay. It's So it's not a shinoi. Not the way you said it's a shinoi. It's not a shinoi. Ka'in shagonav. It's ka'in shagonav. Fine. So you see, so Rab Chanina was choylik and Rabbi Lohel, it's not a shinoi. It got older, bigger, more mature. That's garnished. It's the same behemoth. So Mamela, so you don't, he wasn't koinit. That's not called the behemoth changed. The behemoth didn't change. So Mamela, so it still belongs to the Nignav. Shechayev Dalet Behem. Fine. Frekt Rabbi Lohel kasha to Rab Chanina. I hear what you're saying. Now let me ask you a kasha. So if the behemoth didn't change, so why do you pay Dalet Behem kedemi kore? Pay for an aisle. The Tler Nile's the same thing. He shechted an aisle. Pay Dalet Behem for an aisle. Why do you pay Kain Shagona? Why do you pay for Heitloy? He's saying it's not a change. So Rab Chanina said, it's your change and not a change. It matters what you're talking about. If you're talking about Hilchis Shinui, the din in Hilchis Shinui that a ganav is kind of bishini, it has to be completely. That's not called a shinui. In Hilchis Shinui, it's not called a shinui. So Mamelus still belongs to the Nignav. But in this halacha, Taisus says Tachas, there's a posik Tachas Hashoyel that you pay kevel for the. I have to pay double of what I stole. I didn't steal a shoyl. Turigam v'minoch. Dich, I didn't steal a shoyl. So on that, Rabbi Eloi told him, Rachmona nitzlon mei beitach. The tans tam tzvei chasen. I don't understand you. Is it different? Is it not different? He says it matters. When it comes to Hilchishinu, it's the same behema I stole. Ve'ishiv es egzelash. This is the same behema. So it's the same behema. When it comes to pay kevel, no, I didn't steal a shoyl. I stole an eagle. So I have to pay kevel of an eagle. So Rabbi Chanina said, Rachmona nitzlon, Rabbi Eloi said, Rachmona nitzlon mei daita. In Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Eloi, Fakel, your shtick Torah shvet, say it's a shinui. The Gabi shinui koine, that's Rachmona nitzlon mei daita. You're saying a krum and svor. To say it's a shinui to be koine b'shin, in the svor of Turgam v'minach dos. Frag the Gemara, and Rabbi Eloi, and Rabbi Loi, you said that it's a shino, you're koine, you're potter from Tvicha Mechire. Aye, the Baraisa says that you pay Dalet Vehei. No, you say it's a shaloyu teveyach. How can you pay Dalet Vehei? So Rabbi Loi says, that's going to Beishami. Beishami holds shini is not koine. So now let's go back to Rabbi Loi. According to Rabbi Loi, but why do you pay kedemi kore? So Rabbi Loi held like this. According to me, it's Gevaldik. I hold a aisle and a tle are two different things. It's a different thing. So Memela, according to me, there's a svore. Ture gam v'minoch, diche gam v'minoch. I didn't steal a aisle. I stole a tle and an ego. That svore is an emesis svore. According to me, because I hold that an aisle is a shinui. Tlev and as I hold it's a different thing. No, grad beisham, I hold shinui is in koine. So fine. So mamele, according to beisham, I verstehe sich, he can't say, shaloi hu teveich, because he holds the ganavis in koine b'shinui. So finish. So he holds the ganavis in koine b'shinui. Aber in yesoid, he's moide to my lundis, that an aisle and a shayr is two different things. My lundis is, but he holds shinui is in koine. There's no such kinyan as shinui. So mamele, according to me, so there is a lundis tak of turigam v'minoch. That's a svara. But you, Rab Chanina, you're telling me it's not a shinui. That's what you're telling me. It's not a shinui. And when it comes to pay kevel davar, you say, oh, turigavimnach. That's Rachmona Nitzlon Bahaydaitor. So we have here a moiridike machloikis between Rab Chanina and Rabbi Loi. You have a machloikis between Rab Chanina and Rabbi Loi in this svara. Of Turigam v'minoch, which everyone in Yesod is made, is such a svarim. Tore gabe mir noch es as vor, that you have to pay kefel and dalet vay on what you stole. And if I didn't steal a shirt, I don't have to pay a kefel for a shirt. When do I say this longness of Tore gabe mir noch? So Rabbi Loi held, I only say it when there was a shinui. I only say it when there was a shinui. Something that is a difference that in Hilchashini would be kind. Then you say, so I didn't steal this, I stole something else. But the minute you're going to say it's not a shinui, so then you can't say, but I didn't steal this. If it's not a shinui, that's what you stole. These were the guidelines of Rabbi Loi. And Rabbi Hanina doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Hanina holds that, no, in Hilchashini, you need to have a bigger shinui. In the Svar of Turigam v'minach, afilo in Hilchashini, it's not a shinui. You also can say Turigam v'minach. L'mayin afkemine, there'll be an afkemine by Kruse v'Hishmeino. If a person stole a thin behime and it got fat, that less man the poly, that's not called a shinui. Will I say the svore, shmeine gam v'minach? Will I say such a svore? So that's totally in the machloikis rabchanine Rabbi Loi. According to Rabbi Loi, please, if it's not a shinui, she can't say such a svore. This is the same behemoth. It weighed 200 pounds b'shask neighbor, now it weighs 350 pounds, but this is the same behemoth. So this is the behemoth you stole. So there's no such svore, shmeine gam v'minach. According to Rabbi Hanine, by Kruse, Bishmine, you'll also say, Shmeine gam v'minach. Now we see from Taisvis was Medame, Kruse v'nispatmo, Shmeine v'hukrisho, Taisvis also says the same thing. So Taisvis holds that Rav, in Yisod is made to Rabbi Hanine. In this lomdis of Ture gam v'minach, Dicha gam v'minach, which in Yisod everyone holds in Yisod, that you pay kefil and dalet v'hei on the Dova Hanignov, but when is it called not the Dova Hanignov? When is it called the Dova Hanignov? What Rabbi Loi said, it's only called not the Dova Hanignov if it's Taka Hashinui, that if you're Hashinui Kaina, it would be Kaina. That's the Svar Rabbi Loi. And Rabbi Hanina says, no, as long as there's a physical change in the behemoth, there's a change in the Tle. The reason of the Ishtanis was because the Tle changed. It's fatter, it's thinner. So that alone is sufficient to say Ture Gava Minoch. So Taisus understood Pshat and Rav, that's Pshat and Rav. Rav holds like Rabbi Hanina. And that's what Rav is saying, when do you say Kahashte? Domim Kahashte. If there's only a difference in the Shavius of the behemoth from Shast Neve to Shast Fiche, then you say Domim Kedahashte. But if the Ishtanis was in the Tle, Lav Davke Tle V'Nasahayil, who Adin, whenever there was a ishtanis from the Shas of Oda B'dim, Shas Kaneda, in the Tle, Krushev and Ispatma, Shmeina V'Ukrisho, you also say, Shmeina Gambaminach, Krushe Gambaminach, and the Kefal and Dalvei will be on what it was B'Shas Kaneda. That is how Tosis learns Pshat and Rav. Now, one more nikud I'd like to mention. Taisvis, that's Pshat and Taisvis. But Taisvis a Pshatikal Ha'ore. Let's talk about Tlevin Asa'ayil, who are in the other Shidi. Tlevin Asa'ayil. So Taisvis says, even though the Chiev, I shechted an ayil, the Chiev Dalad Vei, Bava Pishal Shas Tviche Bo Dalad Vei, Taisvis got a little stuck over here. Taisus got a little stuck. That means I become a chuyif dalad vehei shas tviche. Now I shechted a nail. I shechted a shell. So why do I pay dalad vehei on a tle? I shechted a nail. So why do I pay dalad vehei on a tle? So Taisus says, k'moy kein shas gneve gomoloi. But sheim ein gneve ein tviche mechir. But if there's no gneve, good. The tviche is a factor in the chuyif dalad vehei. But the gneiva is also a factor in the chi of dalad vehei. So memela, so Taisvis says, If I didn't steal a shoyer, I can't pay daud v'hayan a shoyer, because the gnev is also a factor. You have to take into consideration what I stole. It's not sufficient what I shechted. You have to take into consideration what I stole. Fine. So memela, so we learned this taisvis, so this is not too gefellig. That means the chiyav daud v'hay is built on two factors, on what I made a gnev on, and what I shechted. So even though I shechted a shoyer, but since I didn't steal a shoyer, you have to pay what you stole and not what you shechted. So I pay for the hay agolim, not hay shvar. Fine. So Rabbi Chonon fragt a kashe, when Taisvah said, according to Rav, Taisvah says three cases that you go kidemikore. Tle v'nasa ayo, krusha v'nispatmo. So this is all very good. So we'll say, I shechted, but you stole a tle, you stole a krusha. And yishas gneve is also gol moloi. You have to cheshva with the gneve. So memela, even though you shechted a shmeina, but you stole a krusha, I have to pay what I stole. Oy ipcha. Now what's this case? Ipcha means fakel. I stole a shmeine, and I shechted a krusha. So what will the din be? Then you pay a shmeine. Now here you have taisvus kasha, afal gav. But to listen, the chiyav dalet vehei, good, the gneiv is also a factor. But the tzvicha mechir is also a factor. I made a tzvicha mechir on a krusha. I didn't make it on a shmeine. That means, in all the other cases of taisvus, so, if we say a chain is as strong as the weakest link, that means you need two factors to be mechayev dalveh. You need the shas gneva, the shas tviche. So Taisa says, listen, if the shas gneva was a kusha, so you can't pay more than what you stole. I stole a kusha, so pay double what I stole. I shechted a shmei, but you stole a kusha, can't pay more. That's also a factor in the chiyav. But let's go the other way around. What if I stole a shmeina, and I shechted a krusha, so Taisa says, you're going to pay for a shmeine. You're going to pay for a shmeine. That's what Taisa said in the beginning. But here you have Taisa's kasha already. You have Taisa's kasha that I shechted a krusha. If we're just going with factors, there's another factor also. The tzvicha mechir is also a factor. I shechted a krusha. Why should I pay daled v'hayav a shmeine? This kasha reflects Rabbi Chonon. So Rabbi Chonon buys Taisa from Taisa's. That Taisvus learns the chiyev dalet vei by tviche is for what I stole. That means the chiyev dalet vei. Perhaps we can be mantic what Rabbi Chonon says. The Gemara says later, why do you pay dalet vei by tviche mechira? Shenishtaresh bechet. That means he made shroshim to the chet. That means like this. Let's talk about tviche. A person went and stole a veina. I said that's a avle and a shegitz. He stole Yenu's veina. But the vial, he can still rectify the gnev, he can still retain it. When a person shechts the behemoth, that's already, it's over and done with already, the behemoth. So that's called, he made shaloshim to the chet. That's why you have to pay down the So it could be, in a zevai spaceman taisa, so the chiev is for the previous maisa gnev. That means, kozman, the mice, your maisa gnev, you could still rectify. So then, for that gnev, you pay kefir, not pay down the But if you made that through this Maisa Gneva, you can't rectify it anymore, you shechted it, then for that Maisa Gneva you pay Dalet Vehei, not for the Tzvicha. You pay for the Maisa Gneva. So Memela, if I stole a Shmeine, and I shechted a Krusha, but the Chiyav is, you may, for the Maisa Gneva you made Shloshim, for the Maisa Gneva that you have made. So maybe you mechuyev to pay for the Maisa Gneva Dalet Vehei. So even though he shechted a krusha, but the chiyav is not for the shechita or the shechita. The chiyav is with the shechita you're making shaloshim to the maisig meit. Al koponim, this is shitas ori, and the ri learns pshat not. The Rabbeinu Tam beforich. The Rabbeinu Tam is a different pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara is the kasha and ra. You have said that after Karen came shagona, but Karen you pay kishas neighbor, in Kefil and Baal Vahey, you pay Kishas from the beginning. And he learned in a Baraisa, Gona Tlevena Sa'ayu, you pay Baal Vahey, Kain Shagona. That was the Kash.
So the answer of Tloyim to the Nikore, Domin to Shalachshu. So the Mimitam of the Honu Pshat in the Gemara. The Mimitam of Orish, Bein Chiluik, Bein Tloyim, the Yitre Bezula, the Shtik Tore, have had the he learned how it matters. If there was a physical change, if there was only a monetary change.
The Chiluik, that the Vi had said, that there's a difference between if there was a physical change, Bein Gnei V'Lashasam, Odebedin, or there was a monetary change, Rabbi Natam does not hold this dictator whatsoever. Rabbi Natam Eforish, the Ein Chilek, Bein Tloim, Liyukre Vizula. There's no difference if there was a physical change or a monetary change. So that's Pshat in the Gemara.
V'ochi Perushe, this is Pshat in the Gemara. Tloim, Shediba Behem Abraisha.
The Bereisha, the U.S. Akasha and Rav. Rav said that
Not Kate on Dalvay is Kedahashte.
And the Bereisha says that you carry Dalvay Kishasagneva.
So Tloim Shadiba Bema Bereisha, that what Bereisha says you pay. Can you tell me?
The Hainu Tleve Nasa Ayo.
That is speaking about when there was a Shinui Lemal Yusuf. When there was a Shinui Lemal Yusuf, then Kefil is never more Chamor than Kerem. Kerem is not Kefil, it's a class. So if there was a Shinui Lemal Yusuf, Zikha the Kefil will not be more than the Kerem. So the Mele, so that's a Tloim, Shadiba Ben Abaraisa. Tloim, what the Baraisa is speaking about, I know Tloim and Asa Ayot, Shenishtano Lemal Yusuf, Kedemitore, and Zikha, the Shume is like the Shume Shas Leiva. The Ua Vim Biyukra Vizula. The same thing will be if the change is the monetary value of the Dova Amina. The Mikor is having Zulka Masoif Arbe. The Havik in the Mikor. Then also you'll pay to the Mikor. The Lachachna of Alvei Mayomar. Rav never said that Alvei is more Chomel than the Keren. And Alvei is a Knas. So the Knas should be more Chomel than the Keren, which is a Chiyav Domin.
Domin!
Perish, domim the Ayrabahu Rav. That's what Rav said, Achil Keren, Kain Shedona. And, but all the ways to the Hashtag, the domim that Rav is speaking about, could go in the Mikore Shavim Arbo, or the Psaik Shavim Zuzah. Rav is speaking about that it became cheaper later. It became cheaper. The Shah Samoz of Adin, so the Behemoth is cheaper than it was the Shah Smoida. The Nishtanu Ligre Yusuf. The chilek is not, how the change occurred from Shas Neve to Shas Amoda Benin. The chilek is what type of a change occurred. If the change that occurred is a change, Lemal Yusuf, it's worth more. So Mamele, then Talibari and Kaipel is to the Mikol, you don't pay. The Knas of Kevin Balvei is never more than the Kevin. So that's Loyin, the case of the Bereisa Tleve Nasa Ayo, which is a change from our use that Yizicha paid the Knas of Kevin Balvei to the Mikoveh. But Domin, if there was a change, Ligre Yusuf, and we'll have in the plain place it says, Kigre Shmein of Ikrisha. Let's say if he stole a Shmein, the Ikrisha, Bahavi Kishalasha, then it'll be better. Shalaksha, that means it's the Bishas Hamad of Adin. It is worth less than it was worth Bishas Gneve, even though it's not a chilek in the value of the market value. The chilek is in the Etzim Behemoth. The Behemoth was fat when he stole it and later became thin. So then you'll pay the Havik of Shalaksha, then you'll pay Kevon Bal Behay, how it is not. Oh, the Amma Lahel. Now the Gemara says, and by some of him, about Shmei Nevi Krisha Kain Shagona. And the Chayra here, it should be not like that. So, when the Vatka the Krisha be your mind, the Vatka the Krisha be your mind, this will see now in the Gemara of some of him, what the Svara of that is. Now we can go back to Basam of him and Allah. Let's start again from the memory of Ra, Kufa Amara, Kerem Kain Shagona, Tashlumei Keiko, Tashlumei Abo V'chamishe Tishas Amoda B'din. My time at the Rav, that the Rav differentiates between Tashlumei Keren and Tashlumei Keiko, המקרו גנבה וחיים, המייטה מחמון החיים בגנבה, אך יהיו לקרן כאין שגונה, בקרן יופי כאין שגונה, בואת, תקייפרוס כשעס המוד בגדו. אומר רב ששס, אמינה כנאים בשוקת רב, אומר לא השמי. When Rav said this dictator that you split the Tashlumei Kefil from the Tashlumei Kerem, God said this when he was partially asleep. We made the Kibbutz from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says, this is not a derogatory statement, this is a compliment. It means that Rav Sheshet said Rav was such an easy to talk, he would never say such a cool story. If he said this in the stomach, he was 3/4 asleep already, so his mind wasn't functioning. Then he said such a swallow. He lied the shock of over Rav Lanus. But when Rav is awake, he would never say such a swallow because it's 100% wrong to separate Tashlumei Kefil, Tashlumei Balad Vay. Why? The sign that we learned in a Baraisa, Krusha Behishmina. A behemoth was, he stole a Krusha, Behishmina, and later he made a cat. Mishalim Tashlumei Kefil, Tashlumei Borba Kamisha, Ke'en Shadona, the first cloth. You pay the Kefil and Balad Vay, Ke'en Shadona. So if he's the claw not like Rav, Rav said that you pay to the Hashver, Miracles claw, you pay to the Mikor. Omri, Mishum, the Omalei, and not Tatino, Ma'at, Shoklis. So the Gemara says a very interesting story. The Gemara says, you know why really you have to pay to the Hashver? And why here don't you pay to the Hashver? Because since Hishmina, he made it that, and if a Takonus Chachomim, that if a gamut is mashpia, the dova hanina, the shvach belongs to him. So you're telling me he should pay for the shvach, kusha v'hishmina. He should pay the kevon, I'll pay for the shvach. I'm sure that the shvach belongs to him, hishmina. The b'raisa is very meduyik. The shvach belongs to him. I fattened the b'raina. I made it worth, because a skinny b'raina was worth $200. Now if he came back, it's worth $450. So the $250 that was in the place, it belongs to me. It's my, it's, the shvach belongs to me. If the shvach belongs to me, so I don't have to pay for that shvach. That's how you pay for the mikore. Kusha v'hishmina. Let us see Rashi. Kusha v'hishmina agamet pitma. The kusha l'rav, the omar toshlumi bal v'hei kishas amodah b'din. Because how could I take the mother out ben shitra ben yitrisha gana the yabayim? A fellow he was mashbirah the yabayim, you also pay to the Rashi. Nishani, nishum the omar lei, because he tells him, anone fatimna v'hat shoklut. Avo shibcha v'donim. If, what would be if it became worth more later? Shehukhu behemus fishu. Or you should be spatna me'ela, or it got further by itself. Then mishalim kefil ki hashta. Then it's like a pay kefil ki hashta. Long if I'm to learn cases, I'd just like to mention a hore that the Pnei Yeshua asks on this gemore. I'm going to make a hore. The poshut pshat in the gemore is, that is a takonus chazal. Hakame the takonu, if a ganav is mashpia, the shvach belongs to him. And as a shovim, akvod the shvach belongs to him. So the neighbor, that's why he doesn't have to pay for the shvach, because the shvach belongs to the ganav. So the gemara further, the gemara says, if there were a behemah that belonged to two shuvim, and one shuvim shechted the behemah. So, between you and me, what happened over here? That the behemah is shechted. So, the chelik the behemah belongs to him, he has a right to shechted. But the other chelik belonged to the shuvim. So, when you saw it, he stole the shuvim's chelik, he shechted the shittim's chelik. So the Gemara says he's proper from Dalad Vay, because he needs a tvachai kulay be'isurim. You have to, the tvich has to be in Gansan also. Here, half the behemah is mine. And my chelik am allowed to shech. So I only shechted half of the behemah be'isurim. There's no thing Dalad Vay, and the half of the behemah that was the shechting be'isurim. That's why we know. That's the behemah be'isurim. So that's part of the, I'm not the fatim of our checklist. The shvach belongs to me. So the male rabbi don't have to pay for the shvach. But you pay Dalad Vay, you pay Dalad Vay to the mikore. Both are tzvach ekum and yisur. That's the Pnei Yeshua's kash. So the Pnei Yeshua says a teretz, one teretz, that's me says, because it's at the cover of the rabbana. So what does it mean to say? So it means to say like this, mina teire, it doesn't belong to the gamet. It belongs to the migna. So when it comes to the chi of Dalad Vay, she say, you must leave in Dalad Vay, because mina teire, the whole day, the chachomim said, the shvach belongs to you. But mina teire, everything belongs to the migna. This is a moment is the Rabbanon. So when it comes to Dalad Vay, the Chiyuv of Dalad Vay, which is at the right of the Chiyuv, so there we go, Minat Torah, it's the top Chiyuv of the Besor, because Minat Torah, the Shvach doesn't belong to you. Everything belongs to the Mikra. So the Meiler, so therefore there's a Chiyuv of Dalad Vay. When it comes to Tay, but since the Rabbanon says the Shvach belongs, you don't have to Bnei Yeshua. The rulers of Mestafina, I thought Tatsi could say a different palace. The whole umbus of Tvachi Kulei B'Yisure is chatted as follows. That means if you have two shittim in the Bahina, so half of the Bahina belongs to me, half of the Bahina belongs to the shittim, so you can't say Tvachi Kulei B'Yisure. I'm also a phylum on the Bahina. So the Mela, but also a part of the Mala Bahina. But let's speak about such a scenario. What would be if we had a Bahina, we had a sheep, a tlat. The tlat belonged to Reuven, and we made up that the wool belongs to Shimon. The wool belongs to Shimon and the tlat belongs to Reuven. And now Shimon will shech the Bahina. Will we say that the south of Tvachi Kulibi, the Bahat Tvachi Kulibi Zur? It is Tvachi Kulibi Zur. You have a schus, you have a schus in the Bahena, you have a schus in the Giz and the Tavah. And that's how your shukness is. But your shukness gives you no right whatsoever to shach the Bahena. So if you have Tvachi Kulibi Zur, the whole thing that the Gemara says by shukness and south of Tvachi Kulibi Zur means if two people are shukness in the Bahena itself, and that's a Bahena. So if the Bahena is mine, that's my Yavah Allah to shach. They have the Bahena Zur. So those 3,000 Tvachi Kulei B'Yisure. But if you would have, the one is a Shutter and the wool, the one is a Shutter and the Bahena, that means a double portion to tell Zichr. It's not a mission Tvachi Kulei B'Yisure. It's a Tvachi Kulei B'Yisure. You have no right whatsoever to shecht it. Your Bailiff gives you no right whatsoever to shecht it. That what Chazal were makne the Shvach of the Bahena to the Gane, so that means that was the choice of the Shvach. That means, so the Shvach belongs to the Gane. Belongs to the Gane, brother. But he has no ownership in the group of the Chazal never gave him a right to shech the Bahena. That means that the Yisrael Shvach that he created belongs to you, but it gives you no right whatsoever to shech the Bahena. They never gave him a right in the Bahena. They just gave him the value of the Shvach that belongs to you. So it could be this is called the Tvachi Kulei B'Yisure.